From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The primary season comes to a close today with elections to choose nominees for Senate, House, and gubernatorial races in seven states. Senate contests in Delaware and New Hampshire are in the spotlight. In Delaware, incumbent Republican Senator Mike Castle faces a strong challenge by a candidate who has the support of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. It's also primary day in New York, and North Country Radio's Brian Mann reports voters there will be deciding the fate of Charles Rangel, who was once one of the most powerful Democrats in Congress.
Charles Rangel stepped down as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee last March after being charged with 13 ethics violations. At the time, he insisted that the change is only temporary.
Until such time as the Ethics Committee completes its work.
He faces five challengers in today's Democratic primary, but despite his legal troubles, managed to out-fundraise all of them combined. Rangel is also campaigning with the support of U.S. Senator Charles Schumer and New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan has won a hotly contested vote within the country's governing party to remain as Prime Minister. Kan has been in that office for just 3 months. He survives a challenge by the party's veteran power broker. After the vote, Kan appealed to party members to work together to address the challenges facing the country. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Egypt today for meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is there and reports Clinton is saying the time is ripe for peace in the Middle East.
Clinton says she's hoping Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas can get over their first hurdle, a dispute over Jewish settlements in the West Bank. She's asked Israel to extend a moratorium, but also seems to think there's room for compromise if both sides show some flexibility.
The goal is to work toward agreement on core issues like borders and territory that would, if agreed upon, eliminate the debate about settlements, because some areas would be inside Israel and some areas would not be inside Israel.
She's meeting both men here in Egypt and again tomorrow in Jerusalem. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Sharm el-Sheikh.
President Obama will use a school in Philadelphia as the setting for his second back-to-school pep talk for the nation's students. In a transcript released by the White House, the president reminds young people that their futures are in their hands and absolutely nothing is beyond their reach. The goal of the talk is to urge students to stay in school and to take responsibility for their education. The default rate on federal student loans has risen further, up to a 7% overall pace, and the default rate for students at for-profit colleges is rising the fastest. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says far too many of those schools are saddling students with debt they can't afford. This is NPR News. The latest hurricane in the Atlantic is Julia, which is now having winds of nearly 75 miles an hour. The more powerful hurricane Igor is on a track that could take the storm toward Bermuda this weekend. Fire crews have finally contained a wildfire near Boulder, Colorado, that has destroyed more than 165 homes. And Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC reports there's hope that another blaze will be brought under control later today.
The fire of most concern right now is burning in rugged and steep terrain west of the city of Loveland. 30 miles away, resources from the larger fire near Boulder have been hurrying to the scene to try and quell the blaze. The fire near Boulder has been one of the state's most destructive, burning more than 160 homes, enough to prompt Colorado Senator Mark Udall to call for a congressional review of the costs and resources allocated to fight the blaze.
We want to learn from the fire, take even more steps going forward as we face this bark beetle epidemic, drier climate, and more people wanting to live in the mountains.
Authorities say the 4 Mile Canyon fire started when embers from a fire pit outside a home blew into the woods and ignited. It's not clear whether any criminal charges will be brought. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
A top official with the National Transportation Safety Board says the natural gas pipeline explosion in San Bruno, California, is raising awareness of the problems posed by aging pipeline in other parts of the country. Residents of San Bruno, such as Anne Marie Chiambero, say it will take some time for life to return to normal there.
It'll be creepy going back to move and live, you know, in a destroyed neighborhood. But, I mean, hopefully it'll get back to normal eventually.
The blast and fire in San Bruno killed at least 4 people and destroyed dozens of homes. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.